I think it's something I've put some thought to and talked with some friends, and they were encouraging, and talked with the family, and I think it's something that I can do and make a hopefully positive, significant impact for the city of College Station.
What was some of the original inspiration?
Not any particular issue or anything as far as that goes. I've just been active in the community for quite some time, different volunteer types of things, previously on College Station School Board for a number of years. So this was just kind of something that I thought that it was a good place for me to try to get involved if the voters of the city of College Station thought that was a good idea too.
Talk about your time on the school board.
I think we had a great team of trustees that worked well together, good leadership in the administration in College Station ISD, and I think we were successful in particularly fiscal management for the environment that we were in at the time with the changes that were going on public education funding for the state of Texas.
See any parallels to potentially serving on the city council to your time on the school board?
Well, I do. I think the budgetary items, the ideas about the fact that you are a steward of public funds and that you need to make sure that you are allocating those funds that come out of people's pockets for to purposes that are beneficial, and that the process of doing that's efficient.
And then transferring that over to potentially serving on the city council, some things that interest you that you feel like you can make a difference as a council member?
I think a current interest of mine is relative to something that I'm doing on the city of College Station's behalf. I'm currently one of their appointees to the local convention and visitors bureau. And as we grow the tourism and those types of things in our community, are going to be significant impact to our local economy. And I think my background there working on the CVB board now for a couple of years is going to be beneficial for me to have some insights and perspective.
In addition, relationships extending beyond the CVB with A&M and relationships that the city has with the city of Bryan. As I understand it, I came to town in April 2010. I was not around when relationships may have been a little more tenuous. They seem to be going very well now. I'm guessing you'd like to see those relationships strengthened even further.
Sure. From time to time in relationships, you have issues that come up that you may not agree on. But the important thing is to try to reach an agreement, or at worst, agree to disagree, but not be disagreeable about it. Once decisions are made, they're made for reasons, and then you move on in the context of what you have and how you need to go about your business afterwards.
From an economic standpoint, it appears that we have passed the bottoming out regarding recent years of city budget reductions and staff reductions. The economy seems to be on an uptick again. And with that in mind, are there some things that you would like to see happen if elected?
I think you're going to find me to be pretty much of a fiscal conservative and very much a believer in free enterprise entrepreneurship as the driving engine for what makes our local economy grow. So I do see some things where we have some funds available to us, particularly with hotel occupancy tax dollars, where if we allocated those into some of the right places, they would do much better for us, I think, than the minimal return those funds get while they're just sitting there.
And then if you can give some other examples of of how you would apply your philosophy fiscally and from a business standpoint into programs and functions of the city?
Well, I think efficiency is the key, making sure that, like I said before, the use of the dollars that come out of citizens' pockets, whether they be business or a community or residents in the community, making sure that we're getting the best possible value for those dollars that the city uses. Not anything specific I could give you an example of now. I think other than what I briefly talked about with the hotel occupancy tax dollars that are there, we've got a good situation there that we have not committed ourselves to funding a significant revenue stream. Tonight's council meeting is going to be a presentation on the agreement between Texas A&M University for the expansion of Kyle Field, so I'm real interested to hear more details about that.
If you could talk about the timing of filing now with the State Ethics Commission that you have a campaign treasurer.
That's what I've done so far. Filing does not come along until late July, so I can't really actually be a candidate until the filing period opens, but I'm just really the kind of guy that once I decide that this is something that I want to do, that something that, and this is not about me, and it's not going to be about any other candidates in the race. It's about the city of College Station, particularly the voters in the city of College Station. It's their choice. So I plan on doing, I wanted to have as much time as possible to listen, to get input, to get more informed on things that are people's concerns. And the longer period of time I have to do that, the better job and more effective I think I'll be if the voters of the city of College Station decide that they want to give me that position of representing them.
City's turning 75 this year, and while there's explosive growth that is continuing, I hope explosive is a proper description. There's also a lot of parts of the city that need some attention to, having been around for 75 years. Have you thought about, again, from a fiscal standpoint, how you balance the needs of the growing areas of the city along with those that maybe need some maintenance and some upgrades and some replacements?
That's always a key issue, and I think you rely upon the committees that the city establishes for capital improvements, from the city staff looking at the development, economic development part of what we're doing there, and making sure that we're headed the right direction and that we're getting all of the priorities and needs out there on the table. Not anything in specific that I can think of right now to bring to issue. I think that one of the things that's really important is that we have a pretty proactive, we're on the doorstep of some really significant growth potential in our community that we have not had in the past. And I think the more proactive we can be with that, better off we're going to be when you look at the quality of life we all experience and enjoy here 5-10 years from now.
Being on the doorstep, is that a reference to not only new business and industry, but also the possibility of new annexation as well as other things that might come down the line?
I believe so, and the main thing is to be proactive, to take a past issue. I think that if we need to, we benefit our entire region by being proactive towards understanding what people's concerns are relative to annexation. That's a real key issue. So as we grow, those things are going to be very important to us, and making sure we get there in the best possible manner for everybody involved is always difficult, but important. Usually you find that the difficult things are probably some of the most important things that you'll ever do.
And it sounds like you've been able to meet and exceed those things a time or two.
Well, hopefully so. I attribute it to being involved with good people with good intentions and diligence towards coming up with the best possible solutions when we need to get together to provide for the community.
Anything else that I have missed that we need to cover?
Other than I would like to thank Councilman Fields for his service to the community in the city of College Station, and wish him the best.
For those who aren't familiar with Steve Aldrich, a brief biography.
Oh, gosh. Community volunteer. Got to College Station, Texas in 1976 as a transfer student to attend Texas A&M University. And at the time I graduated in 1978, there really wasn't anything here that I could do and stay here. But I knew I'd be back. And got back here in 1980 and have been here ever since, have been active in the Chamber of Commerce and independently as a businessman in the community, do things with Boy Scouts, have done lots of different things. I just had a real sincere interest in the quality of life in this community because that's what attracted me to this place in the first place. And I want to make sure that same perspective and that same attractiveness exists and continues not only to the people who are already here, but to the people who are looking at this place as a place they'd like to be too.